I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. Phones are still ringing. We already got our guest. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and ask them what's for breakfast. Today we're meeting Heather O'Brien and her three kids from Minneapolis calling in for What's for Breakfast. Heather, you rock.
Ah, thanks.
So what's going on for breakfast at your house?
Well, we have had a What's for Breakfast tradition for many years.
Oh.
And every Friday morning we make oven pancake.
Oven pancake.
You know, which some people call Dutch baby.
Right.
We call oven pancake. And we...
What do you call it?
Whoa. Slow down here now.
We call it...
Dutch, what?
Dutch baby.
Dutch baby.
But what do you call it?
Oven pancake or German oven pancake.
Oh, okay. Dutch baby's a pretty good name, though.
Okay, I've never heard this
in my
life.
I know it is, isn't it?
Yes, you have, John. People have called in about this before.
I've never heard of a Dutch baby.
Okay, so tell us more about it. I'll try to get him to, you know.
I'll settle down. Yeah, I'm sorry, Heather.
Yeah. Well, John, it's a popover batter.
Oh.
It's eggs, milk, and flour.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets
big. Instead of putting it in a popover pan or muffin pan, we put it in a cast iron.
In the oven.
Bake it in the oven.
Oh, man.
So does it?
Yep.
So then it gets higher than a pancake, right? I mean, it must.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It gets really fluffy.
Okay.
And
wow.
In fact, ours is just coming out of the oven. I'm going to hand the phone to one of my kids.
Me.
Okay.
Who's
this?
Talking to?
What's your name?
This is Elspeth.
Elspeth, that's a great name.
Yes.
Hey,
did you
dress up for Halloween?
Kind of.
Okay.
I handed out candy with my mom, and I wore a dress that I liked.
Oh, nice. So, how old are you?
11.
Okay. Are you past the trick-or-treat age?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
I didn't want
to go trick-or-treating, so I tried bribing her to stay home so I didn't have to feel guilty about not going out trick-or-treating.
There we go.
What kind of candy did you hand out?
We handed out Twix and M&M's.
Oh man.
Good combination. Huh. So do you like these Dutch babies?
Yeah, I like them a lot.
What do you put on them?
I use honey and cinnamon sugar. So my brother and sister usually put on syrup and cinnamon sugar.
Okay.
I got to get a picture of this. I still can't.
You don't know the Dutch baby, huh?
So it's round. Heather, does it fold out like a pancake and then get high? Or no, if it's on a pan?
It's in a cast iron and it's almost more like a.
So it's one big one. Oh, it's one big one. I'm thinking you're
like
making
a giant,
several.
Thick pancake. It's a couple inches thick. It puffs up. It looks like a giant popover.
That has a bit of a crust.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, does that sound good? Wow.
So, Elspeth, tell us about the dress that you liked last night that you wore.
It was like a red velvet with a green collar.
Nice. So do you have school today, or you get to stay home, or what's happening for you?
We have conferences at school, so we get to stay home.
Oh, nice. My God. What are you going to do?
That's why we got to call in.
Nice.
And what are you going to do when you're just going to lay around in the jammies, or what?
We're going to argue about how much candy they can eat and how much TV they can watch.
Oh, boy, that'll be fun for them, not you.
Yeah, they're going to have a great day.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds good. So where, what part of the cities do you live in?
We live in,
we're right in Minneapolis.
It's called Longfellow.
Oh, Longfellow. I know that area. How come you listen to a radio station from up north?
Yeah,
KAXE,
what's the deal?
KBXE.
My grandparents live up there.
Oh.
In Cook.
Are you guys, do you tune in to Green Cheese Trivia?
They don't know.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's Saturday nights. There's a trivia show where people call in. Answers. 7 o'clock on Saturday. So might be something you want to try.
Are you sure you're not like 26?
You're pretty good at trivia, Mama.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah. What'd you say, John?
I said, are you sure she's not like 25 years old? She sounds
so she's 11.
I get that a lot, actually.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Heather, you got family up in Cook, and that's how you kind of first discovered KAXE?
Yeah, well, I grew up there. So, I listened to KAXE all growing up. And in high school, I'd listen to Green Cheese.
Okay.
And would call in. Pre-internet would call in.
Wow.
Green Cheese. I don't know how you guys do it now.
So does it kind of feel like home to you? That's why you stream it?
Yes. We actually stream it every morning. Because it just does feel like home. I listen to like the Phenology Report on Tuesdays because then I can know what's going on up there. You know, just all of it.
Well, that makes me so happy. I'll be able to picture you when I'm on the morning show that there's the family listening in Minneapolis and what that means to them. That's great. Yep.
No kidding.
Yep. It does mean a lot. And this is our Friday morning for many years. And so it's really nice to get to talk to you guys and have our oven pancake at the same time.
What do you like about the What's for Breakfast segment?
What do we like?
Oh, honestly, John, your questions, I always laugh out loud. Keep it coming. No, and it's so nice to hear just other people what they're doing.
Yeah.
Don't you think just getting that peek into people's lives just is so sweet?
Yeah.
And, the kids, and we love it when, I know that family, they live on a farm. They've got kids that call in periodically.
Yeah, Iris and Augie, I think you're talking about.
Yes, we are. I really enjoy hearing from them. And on phenology, too. Doesn't Augie call in?
Yeah,
phenology?
He's the expert phenologist, that's for sure.
So
I can tell. He was using terms I'm not familiar with.
So Heather, one thing that Heidi's screwing up on is we didn't ask you about beverage.
Oh, yeah.
You got kids and yourself. What's going on there for beverages?
Yorkshire Gold black tea with half and half and honey.
What's happening right now?
Yorkshire what? Roast?
What middle-aged woman walked into your kitchen, Heather?
She is 26.
That was my middle-aged 11-year-old.
So
I drink black tea pretty religiously, and she also has a cup, not every day, but most days, and we have half and half in it, and she takes honey, and I don't.
In your tea? You put half and half in your tea?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I do.
It's delicious.
Is it really?
Yeah, you should see his face right now. He's having that, when someone like fake vomits, he's doing that with his mouth right now. But, to be honest, all he drinks is water in the morning, so he really shouldn't even get to say in this. Yeah.
Yeah, I should just shut up.
You know, my husband doesn't drink any beverage in the morning either, and I have a little trouble trusting him.
Yeah, I hear you. For me, with my husband, he's not a good speller. He's not a good speller, and I have a hard time with that, Sometimes it's those things you have to overlook those things of
Have you ever
no
had
coffee.
A what's your husband's name, Heather? First name?
His name's Sam.
You ever have a heart to heart with him about this coffee deal? Or
Many times. And then there've been a couple times he's tried to do it, like drink coffee or tea, and then I'm just like, that's even less sincere. I don't know.
I was gonna say that's love. Now I'm starting to lose my.
Oh my god!
This guy is trying. This guy is drinking coffee.
He had to go to work.
He's trying to drink coffee to make your romance better, and you're just ripping him.
Oh, no, she's not. But yeah. She's just not trusting. Hey, Elsbeth, tell us about, so you've got two younger siblings?
Yeah.
Tell us about
Clementine
them.
Clementine and Lachlan.
Oh,
Clementine
my.
Is 6 years old.
And Lachlan is nine.
Oh, and Lachlan okay. is nine.
All right. You guys all get along?
Most of the time. Wow, these are great. Clementine, Lachlan, and what's?
Elsbeth.
Elsbeth. What's the history going on here, Heather? Family names?
You know, not really. I mean, somewhat. It's their Gaelic names. My husband is 100% Irish. It was... As you can maybe see with the coffee and tea situation in the morning, I have a little trouble with agreeing with people. So the naming process was a long one with all of them.
Okay, we don't have that much time.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
For being on Breakfast, mm-hmm. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You know what it is. It's Country Blend cereal or Wild Rice pancakes. What are you thinking, Heather?
How do they get it, John?
It'll be mailed to you, and it'll arrive in a cream-colored linen bag in your front steps.
Do you guys have a preference? Do you want the hot cereal or pancake?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Clementine.
So it's going to be a tough one. Clem, you're the tiebreaker. Which do you prefer?
Yep.
Cereal, hot cereal.
Okay, cereal. Woo. Well, thank you so much. It was great to meet you. And if you're ever going through Grand Rapids, please stop by.
We got to meet you.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But I need to see this pant. This.
Oh yeah, can you send a photo?
How does she
of
send
the
it?
Dutch baby?
I took a picture. How do I just email it?
Yeah, you can just send it to me, Heidi@kexe.org, so I can show John.
Yeah, we need to see this.
All right. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, you guys.
Good to
Thank
meet you,
you
all.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Good luck with
your show.
Good luck. Get a lot of candy today, okay, you guys?
Bye.
Oh, thanks, Heidi.
Yeah.